Good morning. Welcome to City Beat. City Beat is brought to you by the City of Maysville. Travis Skaggs with you here this morning. We have the Executive Director of CASA, Rebecca Palmer, in studio. Rebecca, good to see you.
Thank you, Travis. Thanks for having me.
You guys have a big event coming up Saturday. It is sold out, but there is an online auction going on. But CASA's night in Italy coming up there Saturday. And again, the good thing is you've sold all your tickets. But let's talk about planning this event, and then we'll get into the online auction. This is a major fundraiser for what you guys do.
Yes, it is our biggest fundraiser. CASA is a nonprofit organization, and we are funded by some grants, and this is our biggest fundraiser. And so you asked about planning the event. Well, we start back in the summertime, and there is a group on our board. It's the Fundraising Steering Committee, and I need to give a shout out to them too. It is Chris Conley, who is our board chair. Kevin Cartmell is our board vice chair. Kayla Hay is on that committee. Sherry Monahan and Ashley McNabb. We have met every couple of weeks since then, and that group plans and makes recommendations to the board for approval before we proceed on the event. But really, they are there on the ins and outs, going and planning every part of this fundraiser. And then our board helps secure sponsorships and auction items. They also donate auction items for us to have for this event as well.
And I mentioned the good thing is you've sold out all your seats. So people listening today, we'll talk about ways they can still help support CASA. But I know when you do events like this and it sells out in a matter of minutes or seconds, it's nice to have.
Yes, we are sold out and are at capacity. But if you don't have a ticket to the event, it's Valentine's weekend. I know people are busy with their Valentines or have other plans. But you can support CASA by joining our online auction. That auction runs through the event, so if you're not at the event, you can still participate. On that site, you can also make a donation to CASA. If an auction is not your thing, you can just click on Donate Now and put in how much you want to donate, and that will come straight to us as well.
Now, where can people find the link? Talk about the online auction that's going on now. I believe it started first part of the week. Talk to us where our listeners can find that and how they can support you.
The link can be found on our Facebook page, the Buffalo Trace CASA Program, Inc. Every day we have posted the link, as well as some featured auction items for that day.
Talk about some of the items. I know you've had a lot of stuff donated, and again, we want our listeners to check out the Buffalo Trace CASA Program's Facebook page, but talk about some of the things that you and your board and individuals have donated.
Oh, we have some fantastic gift baskets. We have a quilt that was made by one of our volunteers. We have that on the online auction. We are also having a live auction at the event, and there are a couple beautiful quilts in that auction as well. But the gift baskets, there's things for your home. There are many gift certificates to different places throughout Mason, Fleming, Bracken, Robertson, and Nicholas counties. There's something for everyone on our auction.
And then what's it like to see businesses step up, to see the value in what you guys do? You know, whether your board or individuals contact you and say, hey, we want to donate. What's it like to see people support this event and know the work that you and your staff do?
It's truly amazing, Travis. And we could not do this event without people who donate to our auction. We could not do this without our sponsors who have stood by us for many years. It's truly humbling to see the community fall behind us and support us through this venture.
Speaking of sponsors, I know you've got a lot of them there. Again, see the impact and what CASA does, and just kind of go over your sponsors.
Yes, our signature or firma level sponsor this year is Momentum Construction. Momentum is owned by Jason Walton, and Judge Todd Walton is the one who began this program. The Walton family has been supportive of this program for many, many years, even since Judge Walton's retirement. WFTM and Soft 96 is our media sponsor. This year, we are so excited to have you, Travis, as our MC for the event. We think it'll add so much and it'll just be a lot of fun for everyone. The Ledger Independent is also a media sponsor for print, and they have done that for many years. Our Oro or gold sponsors are the Walmack family from Flemingsburg, as well as Community Trust Bank in Flemingsburg. Argento or silver level sponsors are First National Bank of Brooksville, the Flemingsburg Lions Club, Hinton Mills, People's Bank of Kentucky, Primary Plus, Sterling Healthcare, Meadowview Regional Medical Center and Fleming County Hospital, Carmoose Lime and Stone, and International Paper. Our Bronzo level sponsors are Stober Drives, Fleming Mason Energy, Cheap Chevrolet, Bank of Maysville, Edward Jones Maysville Offices, Cashio Enterprises, Woodman Life, Chuck Whitehead, Smith Law Firm, Maysville Younger Women's Club, Sims Dairy Queen, Mitsubishi Electric, and City National Bank of Carlisle.
Ton of sponsors.
Yes, and we always set goals as a board when we're going into these events, and we have surpassed our goal for sponsorships for this year, so that's great news coming into this event.
You kind of joked before we started, Robert and I are going to help MC the event, but you said this is kind of not my forte, and I know a lot of stress goes into this with you and your board and, you know, your staff, but to see it all come together, I know we're still a couple days away, it's got to be worth it for you.
Yes, it absolutely is. And the thing is, if we just focusing on the mission, CASA's mission is to train community volunteers to advocate for children who are before the court for dependency, neglect, and abuse. And why I said that, Travis, is because sometimes in all the planning, you forget what your mission is. But it's so nice to refocus on that mission and remember why we're doing this event. And that's ultimately to train these volunteers to advocate for children who are before the court.
And I know you're always looking for volunteers. You have training throughout the year. You know, people can get more information. But just kind of talk about, you've been in this role for a number of years now, but your passion for it and the work that you guys do to, you know, help children in our community just kind of have a better life.
Yes, we were always recruiting volunteers. If you have a heart for children and want to volunteer with CASA, please contact us at 606-563-7431. You can contact us through our Facebook page. Last year in 2023, we served 122 children in our five counties. A lot of children need CASAs, and we are always needing volunteers to put with children.
I know, unfortunately, with the times that we're in, I'm sure the numbers continue to go up with the number of children that need volunteers, and again, an unfortunate reality, but you guys are always needing more people to step up, and you know, you offer training, train people on what they need to do and see and how they can be a light in a child's life.
Yes, absolutely. Just a testament to what a CASA volunteer does is how many times we're assigned to these cases. Our judges see the worth in the work that we do and in the outcomes that a CASA volunteer assists with these children before the court. And we're so very thankful for that too, because without those assignments, you know, those are important too. But truly, our volunteers are the heart of our program. They're the ones that do the work. They're the ones that get to know these children inside and out. They're the ones who make recommendations to the court. And I can't go on without thanking my staff members, Mary Beth Rudd and Melanie Strode. They are advocate supervisors, and they're the ones who guide and direct and help the volunteers step by step through their case process.
And Mary Beth was here earlier, and then she had to slip out, had to record something, so, and then she was on her way out of town, so I know it takes a village to kind of do what you all do.
Yes, absolutely.
Rebecca, anything else you want to mention that we didn't talk about today? I guess go over the online auction going on. Explain that for listeners maybe that have just tuned in and how they could support CASA.
Our online auction, we have 72 items that you can log on The link is on our Facebook page. It'll be posted there daily. It started Monday evening at 6 p.m. and will run until 9:15 on Saturday night is when the auction closes. If you are not able to attend the event, you can still support CASA by bidding on those auction items. Even though somebody is at the event, if you're at home, you have the same opportunities as people at the event to bid on these items. So that's a way that you can support CASA without actually attending the event. Bidding on the auction items isn't something you want to do. You can still log on there and give a donation to CASA. It'll say there's a button that says donate now, and you can click on that and put your donation in there, and it's all done online.
And you guys are a nonprofit as well.
Yes, we are.
Anything else, Rebecca, you want to mention this morning before we kind of wrap up today?
No, thank you for having me, Travis, and we look forward to having you on Saturday night.
Robert and I look forward to it. I know you and your staff have put a lot of hard work and time into it, so looking forward to a night in Italy there coming up Saturday.
Thank you so much, Travis.